Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible is right. This is Pastor Aaron Williams. Don't I start off the show the same way every week almost? Because I am thoroughly sold out knowing that the Bible is absolutely the Word of God, and God is right, and the Bible is right. Amen. We can stake our lives on the Bible. What the Bible says to us, glory to God. I want to encourage somebody out there tonight. I want you to know that God knows exactly where you are, glory to God, and He knows what you're going through, glory to God. You think you're there all by yourself and don't nobody know what you're going through, glory to God. It don't seem like nothing exciting is going on, glory to God, but God knows exactly. He knows exactly where you are and what you're doing. Even when it looked like ain't nothing happening, He knows what you're doing, glory to God. Glory to God. And He knows all about it. I'm going to give you this example from the Word of God. Remember in the Word of God, Jesus sent His disciples. He told His disciples He was going to be riding in the town on a donkey. And so He told His disciples, He said, go into town and you'll find a donkey tied and the colt next to the donkey. You untie them and bring them to me. He said, and if anybody asks you what you're doing, why you taking the colt, just tell them, say, the Lord hath need of them, and they'll let you have the colt, and you can bring them on back to me. And that's exactly what happened. Glory to God. Now that colt, that was a colt that no man had ever ridden. No man had ever ridden this colt. And they put their coats on the colt to make a makeshift saddle for the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was set on that colt, that colt that no one else had ever ridden. And He rode into Jerusalem, and they were saying, Hosanna to the highest. They recognized the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For a few moments, the people recognized Him as the Lord of glory. Amen. So what's your point, Pastor? My point is that little donkey that was inconspicuous, that nobody was watching, nobody noticed that little donkey. He's all by himself. Ain't nothing happening, right? But he was right where he was supposed to be, doing what the Lord had him to do. Amen. And he was taken, and the Lord of glory was set on his back. That was a donkey that looked like was nothing going on. But look at, he was at the right place at the right time. God had him at the right place. God had an assignment for that donkey that nobody noticed. I don't care where you are and what you're going through. It'll look, ain't nobody noticing what you're going through. Amen. But God notices you're right where you're supposed to be. When Jonah was spit up on the shore, he was in the whale's belly for 3 days. Glory to God. And when he was spit up, it looked like in the darkness for 3 days. Because if you're inside a fish, it looks like darkness. It looks like the end. It looks like it's all over. It looks like ain't nobody know I'm in this fish. I'm down here. Ain't nothing going on. But when that whale spit Jonah up, glory to God, he was right where he was supposed to be. He was right on the shore of Nineveh where God wanted him to be. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, for somebody out there, it seems like I'm here and God don't know. He don't know I'm here. Ain't nobody know what's happening to me. There's no fireworks going off. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But I'm telling you, glory to God, that God knows where you are. And he knows what you're going through. And when the season comes, glory to God, because everything is done in its season. Amen. When it's the right timing, God, glory to God, is going to pull you out. And you're going to look so good. You're going to be in the right place at the right time, doing and saying the right thing for his glory. Amen. Glory to God. And he's going to let you have the credit, and he's going to get the glory. Amen. And your life, your destiny, will be fulfilled in him because he knows all about it. He knows all about it tonight. I'm telling somebody. He knows all about it. It looks like nobody knows what you're going through. But I'm telling you, glory to God, that God knows all about it, glory to God. God sees you, glory to God. God hears you, glory to God. God knows what you... You know, I was just reading about Elizabeth. She was barren. Glory to God. All those years she was barren. Was nothing happening. Glory to God. Glory to God. But toward the end of her life, glory to God, I read that not only did God touch her and open up her womb and she had John the Baptist, but I read where she was filled. This was before Jesus was crucified. The Bible says she was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, on the day of Pentecost, the Lord poured the Holy Ghost out on all flesh. But before then, before he poured it out on all flesh, there was special chosen people that he filled. Amen. And she was one of them. Now, she was barren, inconsequential. Wasn't nobody studying her. Wouldn't nobody pay no attention to her. She's barren. And back then, that was a shame. Amen. But glory to God. God knew all about it. And in process of time, he came, and all of her reproof was wiped away. All of her semen shame was wiped away in a moment. Amen. God can do it because he knows all about it. Be encouraged tonight. I'm telling you that God knows all about your situation. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, God knows what you're going through. Cheer up, glory to God. He hasn't forgotten you. He don't forget, amen. God don't forget nothing. He remembers right down to the minutest detail, glory to God. In the Word of God, in the Bible, it says that even the very hairs on your head are all numbered, glory to God. A sparrow don't fall to the ground. A sparrow don't fall to the ground that God don't know about, amen. Be encouraged tonight. He knows where you are. He knows all about it, glory to God. Well, I haven't been coming out. I got to get into Proverbs. Amen. Glory to God. We're in Proverbs tonight, and we're in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. Glory to God. He does know what you're going through. You can be in that room, close that door, and nobody see you. God see you. The angels see you. The Holy Ghost sees you. Jesus sees you. Glory to God. Glory to God. He knows all about it. Glory to God. God knows all about it. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Well, we got a tough one tonight. We're in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Glory to God. Proverbs 15:10. Now, this is a tough subject. It says correction. Where you at, Pastor? King James Version Bible, Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 10th verse. And it says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. He that hateth reproof shall die. Amen? I mean, just prima facie case on the surface, you can understand why that would happen. He that hateth reproof shall die. If you hate reproof, someone trying to tell you something extremely important and you won't listen, guess what's going to happen? you're going to die. Amen. Glory to God. That Kennedy young man knew he wasn't trained for night flying. Knew he wasn't trained. He could fly a plane during the day, but he didn't have instrument training, and he didn't have nighttime flying training, and got in the plane anyway at night and going to fly. Amen. Won't listen to, I know, glory to God, that he got a witness in his spirit. Don't do this. Don't do this. Amen. Glory to God. But some people, glory to God, they won't listen to correction. This is a tough subject tonight, so we just have to deal with it. Amen. The Bible says correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. Glory to God. And the person that hateth reproof shall die. That's tough stuff. That's meat right there. Amen. Now, this could be talking about two kinds of men. A backslider who forsakes the way, or it could be talking about an unteachable man, one that hates correction. You know, an unteachable man hates correction. Amen. You can't tell him nothing. He won't even be quiet, so you can tell him that you can correct him. Amen. Glory to God. Or it could be talking about one person who has both maladies. He's backslidden and he's unteachable. Amen. Glory to God. But a person who won't listen to reason, they plunge on straight to death. Amen. Glory to God. They end up taking the hard road. If they won't take correction, they end up taking the hard road. Amen. Someone tells you you're going to go out and exercise, and they tell you, warm up your muscles before you start. Warm up your muscles. Do some light stretches. Do some light exercise. No, I don't want to waste energy with exercise. I came out to run. I'm a gone and run. Amen. No, stretch out your muscles. You want to get them warm a little bit. No, I'm just going to burn around the track, show you what I can do. And then they go burning around the track and tear a muscle. Tear up their muscles. Amen. And then told they can't run no more. They can't run no more. Wouldn't listen. Amen. Wouldn't listen to simple instructions. Amen. Won't listen. Well, hard head, soft behind. Amen. Glory to God. What that mean? That mean that's old school. That's an old school saying. Hard head, you won't listen. Soft behind. Where does soft behind come from? Daddy would get a stick and wear out your behind, and you have a soft behind. You sit down in the seat softly because he done teared you up. You wouldn't listen to him. He said, you won't listen to me, boy? And he grabbed you by your arm and put you over his knee and wear you out. Amen? And you sit in the seat softly because he done tore up your behind. Can't do that no more, they say. They call 911 on you. Amen? Glory to God. People that won't listen, glory to God, have a soft behind, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. That means correction is necessary. It's necessary to save your child, to drive the foolishness out. Because if you don't get foolishness out of the child, they'll go out and do something foolish. Then they'll end up in jail. And they tell you don't beat the child at home, but then when they get him down to jail, they go in and beat him. Amen? He might as well be beat at home because you're beating him with love. They ain't going to beat him with love. Amen? They're going to really hurt him. Amen? Glory to God. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
This is Pastor Williams again, glory to God. And we were talking about the person that won't take correction, they end up on the hard road. Amen. They end up taking the hard road. They got to learn. You know, my pastor, Sister Lawrence, glory to God, when I was in jail and prison ministry, glory to God, in Texas, she told me, she said, son, the hardest cases you're going to run into, I'm telling you right now, the hardest, when you go down there to that jail, the hardest situations you're going to run into is running into people who are backslidden that once knew the way, but they turned and went out and did their own thing. She said, if you think some of them other prisoners are in bad shape, wait till you run into backsliders in jail. And friend, I'm telling you, she was absolutely right. She was right, right, right. I remember one time I was in Fort Worth, Texas, and in a jail, and I'm having service with the inmates. And so the guard came up to me and he said, Chaplain Williams, they call you chaplain in the jail. You pastor outside or elder or minister, but when you go into jail, glory to God, you're known as chaplain. So they said, Chaplain, he said, would you come and pray for this man? He said, we got a man in terrible condition. He's in terrible condition, and he really needs prayer. Would you please come and pray for him? And I said, well, I said, after we finish with the service, I can't come right this second, but after we finish with the service, yeah, I'll come and pray for somebody. I don't mind praying for somebody, particularly if they're in trouble, you know. And so he said, okay. So we finished up the service, and he said, come on, follow me. So I was following him. Now, it was a strange thing. I had gone into that jail, over 100 times. And I noticed when I would come in and walk down this particular hallway, on my right-hand side, there were two solid steel doors. And then you make a left-hand turn and go down the other corridor. And I would notice them two steel doors, but because they were solid steel, I never paid any attention to them. But when the guard was leading me to where this man was that was in bad shape, he took me into that hallway, and he put his keys in this one door and opened the lock and opened up the door, solid steel. And then there was a grate, like another door with, it was bars, and opened up that door. And in there was about three or four cells on the right-hand side. And there was a guard sitting on a stool inside there. He was sitting on the stool on the outside of those cells, and the cells were on the left. He was sitting on the right, and the cells was on the left. And they were solid steel except for they had a little tiny window, a little square window. That's all they had, a square window, but it was solid. See, every place else I had ever gone, it was nothing but bars. It was no solid steel. It was bars. And you could reach through the bar and shake people's hands or show them things in the Bible, or they could show you things or something like this. But this door was solid steel except for it had a little tiny square window, like a window. So I went up to, so the guard said, he's in there. But they wouldn't open up the door. They wouldn't open the door. They said, you're going to have to minister through the steel door, through the little, it was not a peephole. It was you know how big a index card is? The window was about as big as that index card, that rectangle. It was about as big as an index card. That's about the size of the window. So I walked up and looked through the glass. I wanted to see what was in this cell, because this was steel doors and they wouldn't open them. So I looked through the glass and there was a man in there, and there was one light bulb up in the ceiling, and that's about all that was in there. And there was a man in there, And when he saw me, he came up to the window. And I said, hey, how you need prayer? And he shook his head, no. And I said, well, what can I do for you? I had to yell because there was no slit so that your voice, I had to yell through the glass. So I said, well, what can I do for you? And he let me know, do you have the word? Do you have the Bible? And I said, yes, I got a Bible. He said, just put it up to the window. Just put it up to the glass. Let me read it. So I opened up my Bible. I think I turned to something like John, the Gospel of John. And I put as much as I could show him, I put it up to the window, my Bible up to the window. And I could see him reading it as fast as he could read it. He was reading that. He was reading those verses as fast as he could read it. Then he told me, next page. So I turned that page, and he'd read it as fast as he could read it. So then finally the guard told me, okay, you got to leave. And, I mean, I'd only been there maybe 5 minutes. They wouldn't even let me spend hardly no time with the man. And the man didn't want prayer. He just wanted to look at the Word of God. I guess he needed some word bad. And because he was in a bad condition, I mean, he was in a bad condition. And so the brother was saved, and he was backslidden, but he was, and it turned out just the way my pastor had said, you're going to meet prisoners, but the prisoners that's going to be in the worst situations are people that once knew the way, but they wouldn't be correction. They wouldn't be corrected, rather. And our verse tonight, 15 verse 10, says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. There's people that when a person is backslidden or they won't be corrected, it's grievous for them to receive correction. Amen? You try to talk to them and talk to them, they won't listen. They won't listen. But death is a moment away. I want to tell you this other story, glory to God, before we get off the air. I was working at a major corporation in Dallas, Texas, and there was this young homosexual boy, and so I was witnessing to him. This young man was handsome. He was, whoa, I have seen handsome young men in my life. This young man was handsome. He could have had any woman. This is just me saying it. He was so handsome. He from the crown of his, you know how the Bible, it describes Absalom? They said from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, he was perfect. He had big, long, thick hair. Glory to God, and he was beautiful. This young man was handsome. But regardless of that, I was witnessing to him and telling him, you know, you need to get saved. Oh, get saved. You can't tell me anything. My whole family's in the ministry. I said, oh, your family's in the ministry? Yeah, my daddy's a pastor. My aunt is a evangelist. My so-and-so's a missionary. All my family is in the ministry. And I said, that's wonderful, but that's not you. Do you know the Lord? Have you asked the Lord to save you? Now, he was a homosexual. And he said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Amen. I don't want to get saved. I said, but son, you have to get saved. You got to. Do you know what will happen? If you don't get saved, you'll end up messed up. You'll end up ruined. And eventually, if something was to happen, you could end up in hell. You don't want that. You're a handsome young man. Any woman in the world would be glad to have you. You are a handsome young man. Man wouldn't listen. A couple of times, me and other Christians, we begged this man, please get saved. Please get saved. You're going the wrong way. Please get saved. Well, a couple of months went by, and I came in, and I noticed, where's so-and-so? And I'm not fudging. I really don't remember his name. I'm not trying to, you know, cover up anything. But right now, it's been so long ago, I forgot his individual name. But I said, where's so-and-so? And they said, oh, haven't you heard? I said, no. They said, he died from AIDS. He died from AIDS. See, the Lord was trying to get us to, the Lord had us witnessing to him. and talking to him, glory to God. This verse says, he that hateth reproof shall die. He that hateth, this is what this verse says. Read Proverbs 15:10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. He hated reproof. I know his whole family tried to talk to him and witness to him and correct him, amen? But he wouldn't be corrected, and he died. And that boy, I mean, that hurt me, because that boy was so handsome, and he was articulate, and he was bright, and he had to, he was something like 30 years old. I mean, he was young, and he had his whole life, and but he wouldn't be corrected. No one could turn him, and he died. He died, amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. So he wouldn't listen to direction. But glory to God, we are so blessed. Because in John 14:26, Jesus said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. The Bible said, because we listen, amen, we listen to the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that the Holy Ghost will teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. Amen. Glory to God. And then in John 16:13, it says, glory to God, Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Amen. And we're guided into all truth. Why? Because we'll listen. We'll listen. And so the Holy Ghost is able to guide us into all truth. Amen. And glory to God, Jesus is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Jesus is the truth. The Holy Ghost leads us, glory to God, to follow on with Jesus. And then 16:23 says, John 16, he says, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father, in my name he will give it you. Glory to God. He said, ask, glory to God. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. See what the Holy Ghost leads you into? Now the hardened heart won't listen, and he ends up dead. But you listen, and you end up with the Holy Ghost saying, ask. Jesus said, ask in his name that you might receive, that your joy may be full. Amen? You don't experience death because you listen to the Holy Ghost, because you're guided by the Holy Ghost, because you don't harden your heart. You're guided, glory to God, into all truth. You're guided into joy, happiness, peace. And then the Lord promises you that you ask anything in his name, that the Father will give it you. Amen. Glory to God. And then in that 16th chapter, the 33rd verse of John, Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. He said, in me you might have peace. Glory to God. God leads us into peace, happiness, joy, victory. Glory to God. In Jesus Christ, you're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, he's made you the head and not the tail, above and not the beneath, glory to God. You go from victory to victory because God promises you the victory through Jesus Christ. He says in him, he always causes you to triumph. Amen. Because you're his. Amen. Glory to God. Because you listen to him, glory to God. Because you'll be guided. Because you're teachable, glory to God. He brings you from glory to glory, glory to God. Go get what's yours, saints of God. Let the Lord lead you. Amen. He knows all about it. He knows your situation, glory to God. He'll never leave you or forsake you, and he will not fail you. Amen. Glory to God. Because you listen, you live high up. You have, glory to God, you have grace, glory to God. You have favor. Glory to God. You come out on top. Amen. Because you'll humble yourself and listen to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. He does it for you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. This has been Pastor Williams. The Bible has the answers. Glory to God. See you next week. God knows all about it. He knows where you are, and he knows all about it. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m. Sabbath Friday service.